down to rest. Now he had definitely gone too far, he decided. He was tired out from walking down the hill. It would have been impossible to have carried Zero up the hill from here, especially after walking all day with no food or water. The shovel must be buried in some weeds. Before starting back up, he took one last look around in all directions. He saw a large indentation in the weeds a little farther down the mountain. It didn't seem likely that the shovel could be there, but he'd already come this far. There, lying in some tall weeds, he found the shovel and the sack of jars. He was amazed. He wondered if the shovel and sack might have rolled down the hill, but none of the jars were broken, except the one which had broken earlier. And if they had rolled down the hill, it is doubtful that he would have found the sack and shovel side by side. On his way back up the mountain, Stanley had to sit down and rest several times. It was a long, hard climb.
Stanley is amazed that he had carried Zero that far up the mountain. Does that remind you of anything? Remember that Stanley's great-great-grandfather was supposed to carry another Zeroni, Madame Zeroni, up a mountain, but he never did. Could it be that Stanley has now made good on the promise that his great-great-grandfather made all those years ago? Could that mean that the Yelnats family curse will finally end?